Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fear of new fires in Southern California, the reason Santa Ana winds are back, and they are strong, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
Lots of questions for President-elect Donald Trump's pick to head the Pentagon. Pete Hegseth questioned about his statements concerning women in combat and other issues. Today, several more cabinet picks, including Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi and Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio, will be before Senate committees. President Biden delivers his farewell address to the nation tonight. The inauguration of Donald Trump will be held on Monday. ABC sources confirming that tech moguls Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg will be alongside Elon Musk in the front row for the ceremony. This is ABC News. Coyotes making more appearances in the nation's cities.
Police in Chicago had to pull a coyote from a grocery store refrigerator after the animal ended up in the produce section, hiding beneath the fine cheeses.
What's the nature of the emergency?
One day earlier at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, a United flight hit a coyote during takeoff, forcing pilots to divert the plane back to the airport. Sightings are on the rise in urban areas across the country. Experts say factors include more green spaces in our cities and the availability of lots of food, from trash to small pets.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. A battle over access to online porn makes it to the Supreme Court today. Justices hearing a challenge to a new Texas law requiring pornography sites to verify users are 18 or older. Critics claim the law violates the First Amendment. Supporters argue that without age verification, it's too easy for minors to access explicit material. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Spice up your life at Whitaker's Market. As a cook, the bulk food section is one of my favorite departments in the store. In addition to the nuts and dried fruit, the flowers and sweeteners, we have over 65 dried herbs and spices packaged in convenient 8-ounce containers and reasonably priced for you to take home and make those delicious meals that your family loves to eat. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday in girls basketball, it was a win for Kickapoo over Richland Center, 54-21, Riverdale 53, Wanewoc Center 27, Belmont 59-44 over Highland, Hillsboro 54, Seneca 21, Lancaster 74, Southwestern 22, Viroqua beat Lafarge Youth Initiative 59-24, Cashton 43, Westby 38, Wazika Steuben 44-35 over River Ridge, Schulzburg 56, Potosi Lindsay Cassville 36. A win for Poinette over Baraboo 68-43. And River Valley got the win against Ithaca 56-51. In boys basketball, Ithaca edged Kickapoo 58-57. Wisconsin Dells 69, River Valley 40. Darlington over Riverdale 93-58. Cuba City 78, Boscobel 51. Southwestern 47-37 over Fenimore. Lafarge got the win against Seneca 84-78. And Weston edged Waseca Steuben 51-50. Hillsboro 57, Nisita 34. On the state scene, John Tanjay scored 17. Number 24, Wisconsin, staved off a late rally by Ohio State, extending its winning streak to 6 with a 70-68 victory on Tuesday night. David Joplin made 2 of his 7 three-pointers in overtime, and number 7 Marquette outlasted DePaul for a very rugged 85-83 victory. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30 points, 13 assists, and 11 rebounds. It was his 50th career triple-double as the Milwaukee Bucks beat Sacramento 130-115. Oklahoma City over Philadelphia 118-102. Cleveland 127. Indiana 117. Atlanta 122. Phoenix 117. New Orleans 119. Chicago 113. Denver 118. Dallas 99. Brooklyn 132. And Portland 114. Other college games, number 1 Auburn beat Mississippi State 88-66 in men's college basketball. Illinois over Indiana 94-69 as well.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care team.
A high in the low 20s today. Morning sun, then clouds building in. Steady temps tonight, maybe up to the middle 20s overnight, but a dusting to a half inch of snow possible. A few breaks of sun on Thursday and 34. Friday near 40. Saturday's high 20 and Sunday 3. 4 degrees below zero here at WRCO on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer today. Good Wednesday morning, Phil Nee with you as we get together once again today. This is Brian White.
Rebecca Lynn grew up in Carolina, half a mile from Tucker Cherry's farm. A quiet girl with green eyes full of fire. Her daddy's pride and all her mama's charm. Rebecca Lynn became my heart's desire, long about the start of second grade. Mrs. Rosenblum let me sit beside her, so we passed notes and after school we played, singing. Pocket full of dreams and poses. Patty cake, the baker's man, tag your it, kick the can, and I think I hear my mama calling. Gotta go. Man, I loved her so. High school days, me and Becky learned what it really means to be in love.
Jackie, won't you marry me? Prom night in my car out by the curb. She was so surprised. First she laughed and then she cried. And somewhere in my heart I'm sure I heard. Ring around the roses, pocket full of dreams and roses. Fatty cake and baker's man, tag you in, kick the can. Mama flashed the porch light for me. Gotta go. Man, I loved her so. That's a common little miracle, I know. But for me and Becky Lynn, she's the dream that started when we fell in love so many years ago. Sing, ring around the rosy pocket full of dreams and poses. Had a cake, the baker's man, tag you in, kick the can. So
the story of Rebecca Lynn. That's Brian White on WRCO Radio. A song that's kind of just like one of those, it's a video in itself. You can just kind of picture it happening. They could have made a Hallmark movie about it, maybe. Maybe they have. Maybe I've seen it. I don't know. But anyway, we have some great stuff to share with you today, middle of the week Wednesday, with some info to get you in the know this hour, a little fact or hanko next hour, and on a Wednesday, I'll get a nap tonight as well. No high school sports. We'll get back to it tomorrow and then really get into the swing of things for January. How can it be the middle of the month already? This is Vince Gill.
Something. kissed her twice and begged her pretty please. She'd have said yes to New York minute. They'd never tie the knot. His heart wasn't in it. He'd have stolen a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his head up at Kitty's place. Should have been a cowboy. Should've learned to rove and ride. With my six shooter riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should've been a cowboy. Might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go ask young man, haven't you been told California's full of whiskey, women and gold sleeping out all night. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Just like Gene Roy singing those campfire songs. Whoa, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
We love you, Toby.
Jason Aldean's tribute to Toby Keith on WRCO Radio. 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Ooh, we were warming up to 3 below, but now we've dipped to 5 degrees below zero. As we give you play-by-play of the thermometer today, sponsored by Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, we're going to also mention today that the Bayard DeHart American Legion Auxiliary will be hosting a baked potato bar and soup supper coming up tonight in the American Legion Club Room here in Richland Center from 4:30 until 7:30 or until gone. A free will offering will be accepted, which will benefit the scholarship program.
Start the year off right. Cozy up and save big at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From January 6th through January 17th, get 10% off all mattresses and make your home the coziest place to be this winter. Whether you're upgrading for better sleep or just need a fresh start, we've got the perfect mattress waiting for you. But don't wait. This sale ends January 17th. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center today and start sleeping better tonight. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. 23 past the hour of 6 o'clock. Phil Nee with you this morning, and me and the old mighty vibe made it in, bouncing up and down on Highway 14. But we are here. We're ready to go for the day in southwest Wisconsin. Lots to tell you about today. Here's Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley.
Thank you. that black and white on mama's right hip back in 79. Big sister on the couch curled up with Raggedy Ann, and daddy had a beer in his hand. I used to wait on the porch every night about dark for that flatbed Chevy to roll up in the yard. Even 12 hours tired, he still hugged his little man, and daddy had a beer in his hand. Had to laugh, 'cause daddy had a beer in his hand.
Josh Thompson on WRCO Radio. Coming up next, our news, weather, and sports update here. It is 5 degrees below zero in Richland Center.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarr lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarr and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Friday, January 24th from 10 to 2, the Family Thrift Shop invites you to the Recreate and Redesign on a Dime event. Discover endless possibilities as local artists showcase creative displays and demonstrations, turning everyday items into something extraordinary. Explore innovative ideas, support local talent, and see how your thrift shop treasures can be transformed. Plus, every purchase helps our community, supporting great groups like the Richland Center Police Department, United Givers, and more. Shop local, give back, and get inspired. The Family Thrift Shop, where creativity meets community. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good Good morning. It is news time, courtesy of Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Today, morning sun, then clouds building in and breezy conditions, a high of 21. Tonight, steady temperatures in the lower to middle 20s with a dusting to a half inch of snow possible. Right now in Richland Center, east to southeast winds are at 2. It is 5 degrees below zero.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
I'm Phil Nee with a news update today. A Wisconsin Heights school student was hit by a pickup truck on the school grounds Monday afternoon. In an update yesterday, the Dane County Sheriff's Office said the 14-year-old student's injuries were non-life-threatening. However, the student was taken to UW Hospital by MedFlight. The student was hit by a pickup truck in the parking lot at Wisconsin Heights High School in the town of Black Earth. The driver of the truck was not injured and is cooperating with the investigation, according to the release. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments on Tuesday over how the Department of Natural Resources can enforce the state's hazardous spill laws when it comes to PFAS. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the DNR doesn't have the authority to force cleanups until the legislature decides how much PFAS can be considered hazardous. Liberal Justice Jill Karofsky says the argument from Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce is misleading because the DNR has the authority to regulate spills whether or not the individual chemical is listed in state statutes. The court's liberal majority may make a ruling on the issue before the spring elections when Justice Ann Walsh Bradley will be stepping down. Democratic Governor Tony Evers announces a new plan to curb gun violence in Wisconsin. At the Capitol yesterday, Evers said he wishes there would be some support in the legislature. Evers is spending federal aid to create a new statewide Office of Violence Prevention, which doesn't require legislative approval. Republican leadership has already said any legislation Evers sends them is likely dead on arrival. President-elect Donald Trump picking up former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy in November as his pick to serve as Secretary of Transportation. If confirmed, the Hayward native and Fox News host would oversee a department with some 55,000 employees and oversight of the nation's transportation systems. Duffy will be questioned about his qualifications by members of the Senate Commerce Committee, chaired by Texas Republican Ted Cruz. Meat processing infrastructure grants are now available.
The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a meat processing establishment in Wisconsin licensed by DATCAP or the U.S. Department of Ag and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. DATCAP will award grants for up to $50,000 for projects that last up to 2 years, and processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. Applications will be accepted through February 24th. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
House Democrats have boycotted the opening day of Minnesota's 2025 legislative session in an effort to stop Republicans from exploiting a temporary one-seat majority to unseat one of their members. But GOP representatives forged ahead and named their leader as Speaker. In a move the Democrats vowed to challenge in court, Secretary of State Steve Simon said without 68 members present Tuesday, the House did not have a quorum and adjourned, but Republicans remained in the chamber and voted to elect Lisa DeMuth as Speaker. Democrats rejected that as an unlawful sham with no legal authority in St. Paul, Minnesota, yesterday. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill Tuesday that will allow voters to add an amendment to the state constitution requiring a photo ID to vote. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Grant Neubauer says the assembly should be taking up issues Wisconsinites are concerned with. Speaker Robin Voss countered, saying Democrats haven't introduced any other bills to take up. If passed in April, the amendment would require voters to show a valid voter ID from the state. The federal government, a federally recognized Native American tribe, or a state college or university. Edgewood College is changing its name. It will now be Edgewood University. The college is turning 100 in 2027. Graduate programs were first introduced at Edgewood in the 1980s. That's typically when institutions are considered universities. The name change will take effect in July. Madison will have its interim police chief soon. Assistant Chief John Patterson will take the helm. He was confirmed by the Police and Fire Commission last Monday. He has the support of Chief Sean Barnes and two other assistant chiefs. He'll take over when Barnes leaves for his new position in Seattle. Patterson has spent more than 25 years at the Madison Police Department. Barnes' last day is February 1st. Now the Police and Fire Commission will work to find the next permanent leader of the Madison Police Department. Going on today in the community, a Red Cross blood drive. That will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. You can schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Volunteers, as always, are needed to help with setup and with teardown today at the community center.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 21, morning sun, and then clouds will build in. Tonight, cloudy with snow showers likely ending after midnight, anywhere between a dusting to a half inch possible. A touch of freezing drizzle is also possible. Steady temperatures in the lower to middle 20s. Thursday, a few breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, and a high of 34. And then warming all the way to near 40 for Friday, 20 on Saturday, and a high of 3 on Sunday with some dangerous wind chills for Monday morning. Right now, the air is calm. That's following a high yesterday of 12 degrees. Also earlier this morning, the midnight mark was 0. We've been as low as 5 below 0. Right now, it is minus 4.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. It was a busy sports schedule last night. We'll have details on the scores coming up, plus a win for the Bucks, Marquette, and also the Badgers last night.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Kickapoo won a non-conference game over Richland Center, 54-21 in girls basketball last night. Jaden Snagel led the visitors with 11. Gwen Fredrickson had 10 points, all in the first half, leading Kickapoo to the win. In other action, Riverdale girls varsity team won their 10th game of the season, defeating Wunniwuk Center 53-27. The ladies were led by Zuri Dennis's 19, followed by Macy McKay's 11 points. It was a win last night for Belmont over Highland, 59-44. Hillsboro, 54-21 over Seneca. Lancaster beat Southwestern, 74-22. Viroqua got the win against Lafarge Youth Initiative, 59-24. Cashton, 43. Westby, 38. Waseca Steuben beat River Ridge, 44-35. Also a win for Cambridge over Wisconsin Heights, 62-27. Mauston, 51-31 over Toma. Holman, 53, Sparta, 39. River Valley got the win in a makeup game over Ithaca, 56-51. The Ithaca boys eked out a victory, 58-57 over Kickapoo. Sammy Clary had 27 points and Devin Iam 10 to lead the Bulldogs scoring. Malachi McCauley had 15 and Adric Egge added 12 for the visiting Panthers. Darlington defeated Riverdale in boys basketball action, 93-58. Owen Blankenship had 23 and Bevan Dennis 18 for the Chieftains. A win for Wisconsin Dells over River Valley, 69-40 in boys basketball. It was a win last night for Cuba City over Boscobel, 78-51. Southwestern, 47. Fenimore, 37. Lafarge beat Seneca, 84-78. And Weston got one against Waseca Steuben, 51-50, in a Goodridge and Valley Conference game last night. Hillsboro, 57-34 over Nisida. Royal, 74. Brookwood, 23. Lancaster, 69. East Dubuque, 60. Waukon beat Prairie du Chien, 63-50. 55. Bangor 68, Wunniwuk Center 61, Mineral Point 70, and Iowa Grant 33. Reedsburg 82-70 over McFarland. Baraboo edged was a winner against Edgewood 54-53. North Crawford over DeSoto 68-48 among the boys' basketball scores. The Badgers built a 37-20 first-half lead and needed all that margin to hold off Ohio State last night. John Tanjay scored 17 for Wisconsin in a 70-68 Big Ten Conference victory. Badgers coach Greg Gard earned his 200th career victory while his team ran its winning streak to a total of 6 in a row.
You divide this up, and it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people, a lot of hours that go unseen and unnoticed to have an opportunity to help a program be successful.
After Marquette took an 8-point lead in overtime, DePaul guard Isaiah Rivera brought his team back by hitting 4 three-pointers in less than a minute. The stubborn upset attempt fell just short as the Golden Eagles prevailed 85-83 over DePaul. The Bucks led by as many as 28 while ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak last night, 130-115. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points, took down 11 rebounds, and handed out 13 assists in the 50th triple-double of his career. Packers quarterback coach Tom Clements is retiring at the end of a high-profile career. Clements is credited for guiding Green Bay's long line of star quarterbacks, starting with Brett Favre, continuing with Aaron Rodgers, and wrapping things up with emerging star Jordan Love. Head coach Matt LaFleur tells reporters offensive assistant Sean Mannion will get a long look as a possible replacement. Another assistant, Connor Lewis, will also be a candidate. Coach LaFleur commented on the Packers' last outing, the one on Sunday, you may remember, when they lost to Philadelphia, and he said it wasn't their best.
It's just disappointing when you, somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, good teams, but you just want to go out in those moments and play your best and let the chips fall where they may. But when you go out there, I thought we had a strong defensive performance, and we didn't get it done offensively. I had a really hard time blocking their front, so it's hard to get really anything going. And then the turnovers were just absolutely killer.
That's an update on sports today on a Wednesday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO.
She don't care what nobody thinks. She's gonna be bad till the whole town stinks. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. Found out, said, pack your bags, I want you out. The boyfriend thought she was talking jive, till he saw her standing with a 45. A 45's quicker than 409. Betty cleaned the house for the very last time. Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend, they had a big fight. So wait, believe it, Betty's being bad. Betty's being bad. Bad, bad, bad. She's out being bad. Betty's out being bad tonight. Betty and her boyfriend had a big fight. Woo! Bye, bye, Betty, goodbye. Bye, bye, Betty, goodbye. Bye, 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 Betty, goodbye.
Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand. said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank by themselves. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself.
Morgan Wallen and Sand in My Boots. Yes, warm thoughts there anyway of hitting the beach. I mean, we still could around here, but it's not too warm. No, that's for sure. Anyway, 4 degrees below zero in the morning here at WRCO Studios. A middle of the week Wednesday get together. Nice night for the Bucks, Badgers, and Marquette last night, and lots of high school scores as well. So we'll check a little bit more of that coming up later on. But we look forward to the NFL games coming up this weekend as well. Round two of the NFL playoffs. Great ratings for this last weekend's games as well. You always wish your team had one more week, but then again, the Packers, as decimated as they were by injuries in the game against the Eagles and also coming in as well, you'd kind of wonder, they'd really be limping if they were still alive in the playoffs this weekend. It certainly is survival of the fittest.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Attention shoppers, when it's time to shop for a special gift, don't go to the same old gift shops with nothing new to offer. Come check out the TriStar Gifts and More. They have something for everyone, from Rural Route 1 popcorn to homemade Amish gifts and unique one-of-a-kind signs. Need a card for a special occasion? We have you covered. And for the grill masters out there, We carry Pit Boss, Louisiana, and all the accessories you need. Visit us on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch and Richland Center. TriStar Gifts and More, where you'll find something special for everyone.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com. For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood. Planning for the 22nd annual Walk with Grace will begin Thursday. Anyone who would like to help out with this year's walk is welcome to attend a meeting at 6 at the Grace office located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. Meetings last about an hour. And again, that planning meeting is going to be held tomorrow night. It's time to start looking ahead at the new year. Seems like the old year just ended, but here we go, working into some regular stuff. Oh, it's cold out there. My goodness, we're headed toward a high of 21. It'll feel a little warmer today and give us a little respite before we really have to hunker down for next week's forecast, calling for a high of 3 Sunday, 0 Monday, and 10 on Tuesday. And a report this morning, someone saw our guest Hank Bray. He was standing alongside the road and howling at the moon this morning. Well, that's, you know, I guess not a surprise there.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me. Now don't I let you wash the car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat. Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday. Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister. Don't I take her driving every night. So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet. And you know fight. So put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. Go out to the car and lift it up and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea.
Hank, that was Tom Paul and the Glaser Brothers. Put another log on the fire today. 4 degrees on the minus side at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 15 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details, and remember,